This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. Trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
1080 The Fan. Thanks for listening, whether it's on The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080am The Fan, or the Party People on the YouTube stream, youtube.com/1080am The Fan. Party on, Party People. Thanks for listening and being part of this Thursday. Nobody is in this building.
It is a ghost zone.
We don't have any. We had two salespeople here today. Well, two and a half. We had one that popped in and he left early.
Yeah. When I walked in.
Johnny Ludes and Luke. Johnny Martin was here.
Yeah.
Earlier anyway.
Yeah.
When I walked
Kurt Ludwig, John Ludwig, Luke.
Luke.
Yeah. They all made an appearance today.
When I walked in, it was a. Right at 11.
Yeah, they got their work done.
The whole area back there from your office back, your light was the only one on.
Nobody's home.
Yeah. I was like, and then I saw somebody over there working in the dark.
Oh, remember Motel 6? We'll leave the light on for you.
Tom Baudette.
But I was proud, though. There were a few people when I did get here that were working in the dark. And I'm like, my people.
Yeah, weirdos. Working in the dark is
wonderful. It's calming.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, we'll call it that.
Yeah. It's calming.
Psycho. Cal Raleigh got voted as the starting catcher for the All-Star game. That is the least surprising thing I've seen over this week. Cal Raleigh's having a historic season, like at the plate and behind it.
Yeah. He was already doing it behind the plate. That was his calling card while being an above-average hitter, certainly for the position.
Yep.
And now he is absolutely raking. At a level we have never seen from a catcher.
Not a once from
and
a catcher.
That's not hyperbole. It's the best half-season start for a catcher we've ever seen from the power perspective.
Yeah, and now being in the home run derby, we get a dumper derby, mm-hmm. and we get the first Mariner to start an All-Star game since 2015.
It's kind of crazy when you think about how many good players the Mariners have had, but they just haven't ever been good enough in the last 10 years.
Well, beyond that, you can go much longer, but than 10. But Nelson Cruz, the last Mariner to start in an All-Star game in 2015. They've had a lot of guys go. I mean, Robbie Cano. Cruz went a few times, just not as a starter. But then it was like, It was only Felix Hernandez for a while. It was Felix Hernandez. Last year, you had Logan Gilbert go, but was not the starting pitcher. And pitchers are a little bit different. But the Mariners do have a ton of all-stars. Do you know how many pitchers have gone to an all-star game as a Seattle Mariner?
In the franchise's history?
Yeah.
I would say 25.
22.
Yeah.
22 pitchers have gone and been an all-star for the Mariners.
That's not surprising.
That's a wild number.
Mm-hmm. They've had good pitching.
They've had
some legitimate all-timers.
Have not been great otherwise. Rick Honeycutt, the first Mariner to make an all-star game as a pitcher. Then you have Floyd Bannister, Matt Young, Mark Langston, Randy Johnson, Aaron Seeley, Freddie Garcia, Jeff Nelson, Kazuhiro Sasaki, Hasegawa went, Jamie Moyer, yeah. 2003, J.J. Putz, Felix Hernandez, Michael Pineda, Brandon League. Brandon League, he was an all-star.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Hisashi Iwakuma, Fernando Rodney, Edwin Diaz.
They've had some nasty closers.
Yeah, they have.
Good God.
Yusei Kikuchi, Luis Castillo, George Kirby, and Logan Gilbert. Like, that's
a pretty damn, like, you're talking about the closers. There was three different closers in there that were at one point in time the best closer in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's nuts.
With all of those pitchers, though, it's crazy that Cal Raleigh's the first catcher since Dan Wilson in 1996 to go.
Yeah.
Because the success of those pitchers, it has not coincided with great play behind the plate. Mm-hmm. And now you have Cal Raleigh, the first all-star catcher since his manager, Dan Wilson, was there. I mean, that what Raleigh's doing this year is obviously worth it and worthwhile. But to be the second catcher in the franchise's history, when you think of they've had all-stars across the board and significant players. And like this
in field and outfield.
The Mariners in a nutshell, where it's like even the guys that they go and they load up for and it's like, hey, this is going to be the year. Guys like Robbie Cano and Nelson Cruz, they've been all-stars with them. Mm-hmm. Like,
but the rest around them hasn't been enough.
It has not been nearly enough.
One does not a roster make.
I love baseball, though, in that they get it right. With the NFL is a complete joke. Mm-hmm. The NBA All-Star Game is best player, best team, my favorite player.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, once you get there and get a couple, you have to be supplanted, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you have to almost be clearly better than that guy to knock him off that. Like, once you start making, like, there's the guys that make the fringe, but like, once you start like making them, you're just gonna make them unless something happens.
I think the baseball fans, the sanctity of the All-Star game
about it.
is kept intact. Like, they have got baseball fans take All-Star voting more seriously than any other sport. And I remember, like, even as a kid, when like I'd go up to the Kingdom and you do your punch card, it was like, no, I'm really going to go into this. Like, I'd have the sports page and be looking at stats.
You're not just
and
clipping
like,
all the Mariners or whatever your favorite team is.
And when I'd go to a Blazer game and do the same thing, it would be Blazer, 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 Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, like my Western Conference guys would exclusively be Blazers. And then my Eastern Conference guys would be
your favorite players.
Jordan.
Yeah.
You know, Isaiah Thomas. I'd put those guys in, Patrick Ewing, and I'd actually take it seriously on the East. West, it was always just, I'm going to go my Blazers. Now, LA fans and Yankee fans, they're always going to put their guys in. But in baseball, it just seems like when you look at, you know, Jacob Wilson getting the nod as an All-Star game starter at shortstop for the A's, like that wouldn't happen at a position like shortstop. They would not do that in the NBA All-Star game.
No, like, that's like a point guard, like the top point guard in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, throw out whatever name and be like, no, it's actually this guy. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
What even more interesting, I'm the thing that I'm looking for is the All-Star game starters, because those are decided by the managers. Is there going to be a wink and a nod?
No, these are the starters. The starters were announced.
Did they announce the starting pitcher?
Pitchers get announced on Sunday.
Yeah, the managers pick them.
With the reserves?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were talking about the starters for the game were the only ones announced. The reserves and the starting pitchers will be announced. Oh, well, the pitchers don't get announced till later, right before the game.
The managers pick them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is if for the starting pitchers, is, you know, Doc Roberts going to take one of the Dodgers? Or does he do the thing and go, Skeens is starting, and on the AL side, Scooble's starting, because it's the best thing for baseball?
Well, it, that game is also played, though, with who starts right before the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Right? So on Sunday...
Gotta have the right rest and all those things.
On Sunday, you can take a look and say Skeens is not starting on Sunday for the Pirates. Mm-hmm. So that could be in play. Or, and who's starting for the Dodgers? Let me look that up on Sunday. I'll be damned. Undecided starter on Sunday for the Dodgers.
Mm. Probably going to be a Dodger starter.
It might be.
Look, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm pulling both managers aside and going, the two best young stars in baseball right now are your pitchers. You put, unless the rest precludes it, you put Skeens and Scooble out there.
I think it should. That's the way it should be.
Like, that's the, where the one, like, if you're talking about, like, the marketing, the branding, and making sure you get it right type stuff, put those guys out there.
Skeens? No, he doesn't have a weekend start. He'll be available.
So there's one, and then hopefully the same is true for Scooble.
That would be the
at least the hope.
Let me check.
I think those guys are on the same level, because didn't they just play the other night? Yeah, Scooble just pitched two nights ago, so he would be due for a start.
That could put him on Sunday, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He would be due for a start.
Let's see. Yeah, we've got... Oh, my gosh. This is so dumb. The schedule is so stupid.
They make it super easy, right?
Scooble starts Sunday.
Yeah.
Against Cleveland. Wah, blah, blah, blah. Yep. All right. Well, there goes that. Yeah. Won't be Skeens versus Scooble.
I don't like it.
Whatever. Major League Baseball, way to go. Cal Raleigh, big dumper. Gives me a reason to like the Mariners and watch the Mariners a little bit more. He is so damn fun to watch, and you want to watch him when he takes the mound. All right. Coming up next, the bold move. A bold move being played by a dad, and it paid off in a big way. Plus, on a heater, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, bold moves come in parenting sometimes, and you got to take it by the wheel and go. This is the case with one father 21 years ago. A father went rogue and decided that he was going to name his son Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I mean, that's 100% a bet you won with mom.
It was not.
No.
No. But the bet he bet on himself, and it paid off. Marty Lampron, when they had their second son, was set on giving him the middle name of ESPN.
Espen.
Mom fought back, and she wanted to say, okay, if you really want this, then you've got, we got to add a Y in it. We can call it Nordic, so it'd be ESPYN. We can say it's Espen. When young Gideon was born, he went in and he was getting ready to write the name on the birth certificate, spell it out properly. He decided all caps.
He did go all caps. No.
All caps.
Yes.
ESPN. Mother did not know this. Jennifer Lampron said she did not know until they got young Gideon's social security card. And she went, what are you doing? Fast forward now.
Oh, man.
Gideon is a starting linebacker for Bowling Green.
Wow.
He led the FCS last year at Dayton in tackles for loss. And people found out his middle name is, in fact, ESPN. And he kind of kept it a secret.
I mean.
And then when Bowling Green found out about it, they put it on his bio on the website. So if you go to Bowling Green's football roster, it says Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I mean, yeah, drive the traffic, baby. I'm telling you right now, my cell phone ringtone every time I called anybody better be ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like that has to be it.
Gideon said that playing at the FCS level did not get on ESPN.
Mm.
They had some games on ESPN Plus. But none of his highlights made it to actual ESPN.
Hey, Bowling Green will be. They're going to get some games picked up.
Maction.
Yeah.
Maction, baby.
100%.
Mid-November, you're going to see a guy on a Wednesday night named Gideon ESPN Lampron.
I hope he blows somebody up and somebody has the AI voice of Stuart Scott saying, booyah.
Booyah, baby.
Or, you know, Boom and Jackson come out of retirement and you just got, whoop, you know.
Whoop. Yeah, dude. How Check. Great is oh. that? So mom said, yeah, she eventually got over it. But when they were talking with the parents, the Toledo Blade, that's an intense name for a newspaper.
Like it.
The Toledo Blade said that when they were talking with them that they went down the road of with their first child, the Lamprons, going through the names, they settled on Gabriel Alexander.
Mm.
Dad, being from South Boston, he wanted to name his firstborn Larry Bird Lampron.
Look, Dad's got an agenda and I'm here for it.
So mom fired back and said, no, we are not naming our child, our firstborn child, Larry Bird Lampron.
I mean, that does kind of roll off.
Dude, yeah, it does. Larry Lampron?
Yeah.
Oh, Lair Bear? Larry Bird? Let's go, baby. Yeah. She nicks that one. So
Celtics are the balls.
This is why dad went rogue on the second child. And when she was in recovery after having the baby, he's like, ESPN, middle name. Gideon says that he's just happy his dad was a sports fan and not like an HGTV fan.
Yeah, right. out here naming after like pancake mix.
Gideon Magnolia Lampron.
Yeah, dude. This dude rocks, and having a linebacker too, like it ramps up the meathead aspect of this. And like what a gamble that is that he embraced sports and was a sports fanatic.
As opposed to being a theater kid.
Yeah. Like he very easily could have been like in the band and just not taken to sports at all.
But hey, marching band.
Well, yeah, maybe. Dun-na-na, dun-na. You just,
yep.
They're playing the fight song. He's just going rogue on dun-na-na, dun-na-na.
Who keeps doing that?
Well, me. What this does though, it makes me wish I would have gone rogue.
What path would you have gone down?
Well, I wanted, my son's name is Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go Jet. Middle name. That way it could be Benny the Jet, just like in the Sandlot, like Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Or BJ.
My wife goes, what if he's not fast? Mm. And I was like, good point. You don't necessarily got the wheels.
No, yeah. It's like,
you know? You're fighting genetics on that one. I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have gone rogue and just went, we went with the family name and middle name anyways. Oh.
That's what I got.
It's one of my big regrets.
Mm.
Or like Ironhead.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Huh?
Ironhead Hera.
Hell yeah.
I like it.
That wouldn't have fit though. He does not have an Ironhead build on him.
Stubborn though.
He is. Yep. So. I'll give him that. Yeah. I'll get that.
Yeah.
But going ESPN all caps.
Mm. That was the question I was immediately going to ask you right before you got through it. It was like, did he go all caps?
Yeah.
Because you can pass it off. Like, yeah, you left at the Y. Like, oh, oops, I left at the Y. Because you'd be like, yeah, it does. Sure, you'd call it Nordic.
Yeah.
Like,
that would have been great, though. Like, I wonder if anybody does have, like, an obscure, just wild middle name.
I'm sure.
There's got to be a dad out there that's like, Machine Gun.
Yeah.
Jeff Machine Gun Rust.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hell yeah, brother. Let's go.
One of one, baby.
But you're predetermining, and that's the thing. I went with the, well, maybe not. No, you're speaking it into existence when you go ESPN. Now this kid's going to be middle linebacker on ESPN playing some action football.
Albeit
on a Wednesday night, not SEC Saturday night, but he's going to be there.
You know, you name your kid Johnny Browning, whatever, and like ends up being a, you know, world-class sniper. It's like, oh.
Yeah, like,
I mean, you're named after a Browning. I get it.
Yeah, well, you see that and you go, like a lot of those, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like a lot of the names, golfers. Like golfer names, if you ever look at like these guys on the PGA Tour and you look up like their full names, Brooks Koepka and Max Homa are outliers. They are like all like Graham Langford.
Oh yeah,
and you're just like
country club name.
Yeah, you have to be good at golf with these names.
How about Bryson James Aldrich DeChambeau?
Yes, like Bryson James DeChambeau. Like that could just be any little league kid playing right now. Bryson, you know, give you normal, but then they slam in there a second middle name.
Yeah.
The double middle name is always interesting.
You're going to be good at golf. Yeah. If you got two middle names, you got to be good at golf.
That was my problem.
At what point, why don't you go by Bryson J.A. DeChambeau? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You throw the couple of initials
in there.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Like
Or just drop the Bryson and go J.A. DeChambeau.
Yeah.
See? Like, it's a thing. And now this guy, ESPN, now I'm going, I want it.
I'm
holy crap. My middle name is Sergeant, Jeffrey Sergeant Roberts. That's a cool-ass name.
Yeah.
Sarge.
He's out there protesting wars.
Boy, yeah. My parents really Jeffed that one up, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yes, Jeff. Yes! That's what I'm talking about. I sent Jeff a meme that said, my name was Jeff, I'd use it in words like, definitely. They really Jeffed that up.
Took a while to sneak one in.
I'm so glad that you're using it now. And you need to use that more.
I like it.
I told my wife about that one too. She laughed her ass off.
You just got Jeffed.
Yeah, well, Jeff, you, man.
Yeah. Ooh, definitely.
Definitely is great.
Yeah, we.
You can see that thing. You're like, did you say definitely? I'm like, no, you're crazy. What?
No. No.
You're hearing things.
Why would you think I would say something weird like that right now?
Are you saying meow? This textured Bryson Rochambeau DeChambeau.
That's a cool dad. That's a cool dad right there.
But you're predetermining a weirdo.
Well, I mean,
Rochambeau is my middle name. I got this, guys.
Or you just change it. Make it simpler. It's just Bryson Rowe DeChambeau.
Yeah. I mean, that all does right, sound man. A lot like Row the Boat, but that right. yeah, works too.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, here's the thing. Guys, be bold. Speak it into existence when naming that kid. ESPN is my middle name. I mean, the guy knows sports. If Gideon doesn't make it as a football player, he can also just fall back on, like, he can go into sports media and be like, ESPN is my middle name.
Legally.
No, seriously.
No, that's the real thing.
Yeah.
It's a fun little hook.
Ooh. I started adding my middle initial to my name in the hopes it made my golf game better. It failed.
Yeah.
No, that's where you're wrong. What you need to do is just add another middle name. You know? Mm-hmm. Add another middle name and you'll become a better golfer.
I like it.
Science.
I like it.
Science.
It happens.
And by the way, the double middle name is not your problem. If you were a good golfer, you would be Daniel.
And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
See, like...
I've vacillated back and forth between Dan and Danny plenty of times.
Yeah. But you'd go by Daniel then.
The only time I've ever been called Daniel was when I was in trouble as a kid or I got pulled over, arrested, whatever.
Mm.
Or somebody checked my passport.
Or my warrants.
Yeah, sir.
My wife and the kids, they're on their way to the coast and they're listening to the show. And my older daughter, she just texted me. She said, you just got Sammy to start saying, Jeff, you, man.
You Jeffed up, dude.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, man.
Good All right. God. All right, coming up on our worst day on the web, and we little mention of science there. It's science. We're going to get to the world of science where we're making animals be able to talk.
Ooh, definitely.
Yeah, don't like that. We'll get to that. But first, it's Big Kahuna himself, the Sports and Update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Science is scary. I don't like it. I liked it when it was just magic. You know, the whole idea of...
Wait, what?
Like the idea of like what we can actually do with things versus like, oh, it's not actually possible. You know, what was it? What's the old story? Dr. Doolittle being able to talk to animals.
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't that, but it's not. It's this first step in this. And this is coming out of Science Weekly. They have spliced a human gene into mice that is allowing rodents to. It's triggering startling changes in their vocal behavior. So they were able to isolate. Basically like a DNA line that is responsible for language and speech. It's called the human specific one is the Nova1 gene.
Nope.
And its researchers have opened new avenues for understanding the evolution of vocal communication, shedding light on how humans may have developed their advanced language skills. And if you're wondering the science behind this, the Nova1 gene is crucial for brain development and is present across many species, including mammals and birds. A unique variation of this gene is found only in humans.
Just give me the cliff notes here. Okay, what do we got?
This is what I'm getting at. This protein produces vocalization. So they introduced this into mice and they started having like different tones and projections and it like no. Near speech type stuff. Like
we don't need this.
We do not. Like we're the top of the food chain. That matters.
Mm-mm. We don't need it.
The number of mice/rodents on this planet. If all of a sudden they could all communicate and talk and like come together, we're screwed.
Now, if this is to make, you know, what is the purpose behind this is my question. Because if you're doing this in order to like isolate what could be used in humans to make a person who loses the ability to speak or is born without the ability mm-hmm. to speak and gives them that opportunity
the gift
in life,
of vocalization
then
back,
I guess, yeah, that works. But if we're just doing it to be like, hey, man. Let's see if we can jeff this up and have mm-hmm. mice talk. I don't think we want that.
No. So the experiment underscores.
It'd be great if a mouse is like, I don't want your life. Yeah. That's the first words they
I mean,
talk
first thing
like, whoa.
First thing I thought about.
Where the first words are, boy, you guys really jeff this up. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, the first word the mouse ever says is Jeff. My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
But the study says the experiment underscores the potential for genetic modifications to influence communication patterns, offering a glimpse into the genetic basis of language evolution.
Oh, man.
We don't need to push forward the evolution of other species.
No. And you know what? The last thing I want is like a mouse to get into my house and be like, hey, guys, what's up? Instead of just like the little screeching you hear in the walls, mm-hmm. like all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's go down to the kitchen. We're going to get ourselves some of that block of cheese down there. I don't want that.
Or hear a knock on the wall and be like, hey, flip it over to channel 6.
Hey, Peter Man, channel 9. No, I don't need that.
Although, if you did find a mouse that was like that, I'm kind of cool with that.
Yeah, Jordan has a good point on the text line. Okay, have you guys ever had a mouse or rat problem? They don't need to be smarter.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. We.
We're currently battling one.
Golly, we. Our first house that we had, there was like a when we moved in, there was a rat problem.
Oof.
That. They got rid of, and then we moved in, and all of a sudden they started creeping back in. The Oregon guy was like, these are some of the biggest rats I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, you're a professional. Like, that does not make me feel better.
Ratone Grande.
And he's like, I've been doing this for a long time, and these are big. I'm like, not what I wanted to hear.
Don't tell me that.
Nope.
Great. How did we luck into the Hulk rats?
Yeah. So we burnt the house down.
That's just for the spiders.
But those things are industrious, man. Mm-hmm. They are creative. When they want to get in, and he's like, they can... Good. They can, what am I looking for here? The word
I think
they can make their body so small,
compress,
compress to where
you have no, you look at a like a if their crack,
head, if their head can fit through, they're in.
It's nuts. You're like, how do they do? Okay, that's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's a couple different sayings you can Jeff like rats,
mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. that and they multiply, mm-hmm. and then there's it's hotter than two rats Jeffing in a sock,
mm-hmm. yeah,
so you know.
I mean, you really forced those in there in this conversation. Yeah. I mean, it could have come far more naturally, but
we're getting some good use out of that today.
Just saying, you know. Just
I don't like this science.
No, we don't need to make these things smarter. Now, this is, but mice, I want to say it's something like they share like 73% of the same DNA as humans, and that's why they're logical places to do these things.
Like grow ears on them?
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, in all seriousness, it's crazy. Like, there's a lot of genetic makeup that is very similar.
Nasty.
Which is why they're used, and then also primates, because they're closer. But yeah, no, we don't, like, this is how Planet of the Apes starts.
Yeah, let's not
this is
that.
Like, this is literally, this is the precursor movie to Planet of the Apes. It's like, well, 6 years before that, they figured out how to make mice talk, and we took that, and we put it on the monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And now they rule the world.
Now they're those damn dirty apes. Mm-hmm.
That's right, Charles.
Charlton Heston. Yeah.
A radio audience, the YouTube folks got to see that, and the Twitch folks. He even raised his fist into the air and
damn
shook
dirty
it.
Apes.
Just, all you needed was behind you was like a poster of the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, unfurl behind you.
Yeah, poking out of the beach.
Yeah, we're also a good point on the Fantech line is if people aren't freaked out about AI becoming intuitive, now you have smart rodents to think about. Yeah, I'm out. I'm so out on that. The AI problem, like, it's a very real issue.
Somebody sent in a YouTube link of the guy that basically is credited with being the godfather of AI and how he didn't want to advance it any further.
Yeah.
Because it's basically Pandora's box. Like, once it starts going, it doesn't stop.
Well, have you seen like the prompts from ChatGPT about taking over the world and how ChatGPT would do it if it wanted to?
Mm-hmm.
And it basically said, I don't want to, but if I were, what I would do is make you all think that I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would give you information that makes you rely on me and then start changing the information. I was like, oh God.
Yeah, no, it's
this is terrifying.
Yeah, it's like we need to
stop.
Be careful with this stuff.
We absolutely do. And like the educational aspect of it, like it.
Yeah, there's
kids that are already, well, like kids my kids' age are sitting there going like, I don't need to know this. I could just use AI. It's like, no, you need to learn it.
They're already becoming reliant on it. Like,
yeah,
there was a study that was released that a medical AI service was more predictive, more precise, more rapid in its response for detecting, diagnosing, treating, and planning for diseases. It was like three different types of cancer than a 6-panel doctor group of like the highest caliber. It was something like 36% more on everything, and it was like,
well, and that's where it can help us, mm-hmm. but we can't become reliant on it.
Yeah,
you know. And the crazy part is that like this is the same thing as like when we were growing up, like Cliff Notes was the thing, mm-hmm. right, where you could Cliff Notes something and get, you wouldn't have to read the whole book, but you got to read a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. And it was like our teachers really found out pretty quickly and easily that they know if you read the actual content or not.
A certain little detail here or there was a dead giveaway.
And you're like, oh man, I missed that one. They're doing the same thing with ChatGPT. It's just going to get harder and harder.
It's just exponential. And now you see in colleges in particular, they've got the anti-AI.
Yep.
Where like they can run the papers through and detect AI-generated content.
Oh, I'll tell you what is part of finding my replacement for this show,
mm.
it was staggering how many people just put information in, had AI build their resume, not knowing that they still had to fill some of the parts out themselves.
Mm. Well, it's the thing, like, hiring process.
What AI yeah. does is, like, the AI resume generator, this, for anybody applying for a job, you should know this.
Don't use it.
The AI resume generator, well, use it. You can use it, but make sure you read it before you actually give it to somebody who may want to employ you. Because what it does is, I knew this because all of a sudden I was seeing, like, a lot of work history or education history was in Latin because I didn't understand what it said. And I was like, what is this? And then I started noticing it on several different resumes. Mm. That's what it uses for filler.
E plurum unis. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. It uses that as filler for the information it doesn't know, but hey, this is what it should look like. You would be shocked at how many people are putting in resumes that have that, like, they didn't just go and check it. They're like, oh, AI crushed this.
And because people are just doing that and flooding, not just here, but anywhere for job proposals, like applications. Big companies have systems in place that just scan these. And if you don't have certain keywords, they just shoot those ones out in the bad pile. And it's like,
yeah, our company does not do that.
But I mean, like, that's a very common thing. Like, you could be the best applicant, but if you yeah. don't do your resume well enough to have these, like, key indicators that some hiring, you know, yeah. person has put on there.
Yeah.
You don't even make the first cut because AI.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this seems wrong.
Yeah. And if you're going to take a shortcut doing that, you're probably going to take shortcuts in whatever job yeah. they're hiring you for.
Well, speaking of shortcuts, we have another gambling problem in baseball. And this one is an outlier of outliers. Two pitches out of over 700,000 last year caused a major flag to appear for one pitcher who is now under investigation by MLB. And are we going to see the end of player props in general across the world of sports? We'll get to that next here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Well, unfortunately, these stories becoming more and more commonplace. When the Malik Beasley story broke, I tweeted out something along the lines of, you've got MIT graduates, some of the smartest people on the planet, that are building algorithms that are worth billions of dollars across the gambling world. They are not going to let anybody alter, get around, bypass, or subvert that system.
Yeah.
And it does not matter if you were a G League guy or a two-way guy like Jontay Porter, if you were a sixth man of the year finalist in Malik Beasley, it does not matter. And they're like, the stuff around Malik Beasley, buddy, if he's innocent at this point in time, it's going to be an impressive way to prove it.
The 30 for 30 on Malik Beasley is going to be
a doozy.
Something.
The public stuff that's already out there, and there's more stuff behind the scenes. When I started hearing it the other day, I went, oh, he's cooked.
I would not be stunned one bit if that Malik Beasley situation, because he's got like $36,000 and his wages were being garnished by a dentist.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity barber was after him. Landlords were after him.
A marketing agency was after him.
His agent.
$2.5 million.
It would not surprise me one bit if, when all of this is all said and done, he just didn't know how to handle his money and got in with the wrong people in managing his money.
And got blackmailed.
Two, he was the people in his corner
mm-hmm.
absolutely screwed him over. And then three, the way that he saw to get out of it was there were some shady people that knew the financial issue he was in, and that's where the blackmail happened.
That's what happened. I mean, it's classic entrapment. That's
yep.
how, you know, when you're talking about the intelligence world and assets are developed, you find a weakness and you exploit it. It's the dirty, dirty stuff, but honeypotting isn't the only way you flip assets. Let me tell you, it's usually financial motivations. And this one is significantly more interesting, but it also ties into kind of what I was talking about in the protections that these companies put in place and these independent firms that are out there. This one was detected by an independent source called IC360. And what this thing does is it finds these wild irregularities that are, because again, there's so much data that's being pumped into this. And that's a big reason why you have so much data tracking across sports now. It's not just for the teams, but it's also for gambling. Like they are investing in this as well, because more tracking, more availability, more data, more things to work with, you can take variance out of things.
Well, yeah, here's a dirty little secret, is that a lot of the statistics that got advanced through, the leagues were like, whoa, wait. How do you guys know in the desert that this game is going to be decided within a half point range and the total score is going to be between a half point? And they're like, we got our models. And it made them a lot of money. So they continued to pump money. And now the leagues are like, we want those models. We want that can make us better.
Because that's the part of it. It's more data. It's more information. It's the more readily available information. And again, with this particular case, Guardians right-hander Luis Ortiz is now under investigation, is being placed on leave, not suspension.
Paid leave,
because this is still allegations. But two pitches. Not two appearances, two singular pitches over the last month were flagged by this company, IC30. The first one, again, a bit of a local tie, June 15th against the Seattle Mariners, and then June 27th against my St. Louis Cardinals. In both these circumstances, Ortiz threw sliders well outside the zone. And there are micro bets or micro transactions that are essentially prop bets of first pitch ball or hit Batman. These were so far outside of his norm, again, the data, that it sent up flags. And this is just automatically generated. So now they're looking into this, and he's going to be on leave at least through the All-Star break. And if more comes out of this, he will be suspended indefinitely pending an investigation. I'm at the point where any singular event that can be decided by a player in sports should be taken off the books.
Yes. So like first basket in a game, you know, first shot attempted, you know, first pass complete, incomplete, all of those things.
Gone.
I agree.
Like gone. Can't bet on him anymore.
And the reality of it is that they're unnecessary.
Yeah.
They really, truly are unnecessary.
They're singular,
very consequential.
Yes. And then they're so singularly controllable. Like if you're a pitcher, you could throw a first pitch ball.
Well, and I bet this is how it was sold to him, was that they said, dude, third inning, first batter, send it outside. And he's like, they're like, nobody's ever going to know. And he's like, okay. But here's the stupid thing, is that these micro bets then come back to what they're looking at is there was way too much money
spiking,
and way too many on this particular pitch.
And it was in multiple states.
And it was way outside. Yeah. It was in Ohio,
New York, New Jersey. Yeah.
I love that. And again, like the Beasley stuff, like the Jonte Porter stuff, these things are good for the game because they were happening before.
Yeah. It is an integrity protector of the game.
And now we're finding them out.
And the thing is, if Beasley is indeed found guilty, he's going to go to federal prison. And if Ortiz is found guilty, he's going to go to federal prison, because the you're talking about across state lines, wire fraud, all these different things. Like, this is not it's a quote unquote victimless crime. But because, number one, the amount of money that is involved with these kind of things, number two, the amount of money those casinos have in general and the protection of their asset, and number three, the amount of money that those casinos put into political campaigns, those ties all run together.
I'll tell you what, though, this is going to be very hard to prove that two pitches were the ones, unless they can tie those bets to specific accounts that had specific communication with Ortiz himself. If they can't prove that, I don't see how you could say, because I think all of us have been here and we watch professional pitchers. There are times where you're throwing a ball as hard as you can.
It gets away from you.
It gets away from you sometimes. Like, that happens. Now, for him, for it to be such an outlier, boy, how can you just say, yeah, that was it, unless you can tie the communication back to him?
Something else has to be there. Again, this is two pitches out of, I think they said over 700,000 that they had tracked already.
That's crazy.
And that's, like, if you're talking about when you have a data set that wide, that's where you start going, that doesn't look good. But again,
but you can't just
you can't just be that. There has to be more to it. But
to that, I would say, lawyer, you throw this ball as hard as you can and see if it goes exactly where you want it to go every single time.
But I'm at the point with, for me personally, the prop bet stuff gone, like individual prop bets. If you want to have,
I'm all right with it.
You know, you want to go total points or combined points or whatever, like something that has more data output. It can't be singular event stuff. Like, I'm not even talking like scoring a touchdown, because like scoring a touchdown, there's a lot of randomness in it. And the amount of buy-in you have to get, like, you know, this guy's going to score the first touchdown. It's like, well, you have to factor in the other team, whether you get the ball first. Like there's a lot of like randomness, which is what you want if you're the books, because you can control for certain things, but the randomness alone allows for more exponential outcomes. But when you're talking about such a finite outcome of ball or hit batsman or strike, you're 50-50.
Yep.
And you can control the output on that like that.
Now, you said that these were both sliders. They were first pitch sliders that were way outside. I mean, wouldn't it make more sense for him to
throw a fastball?
Throw a fastball?
Yeah.
I mean, like that, that to me also, that helps me side with Ortiz, because any pitch that has break on it, I mean, you just don't know. Like, if he's going to miss that badly on it, I don't know. This is all crazy.
It is. And I, what I imagine is they probably have a margin of error for every single pitcher, like what their average margin of error is. Yeah. And they, I would imagine because the bets that spiked, how far outside the margin of error, who they were playing, when they were playing, all again, the different factors that were coming into play, that's there's probably a set of markers that if you get 7 out of 10, this needs to be flagged.
Yeah.
You know, a situation like that where, again, I'm guessing on numbers, he probably hit enough of the thresholds across the board that it sends this flag up.
But the, I know, but we can't, and I'm sure they're not just relying on that.
No.
Because you can't just rely on that, because, you know, who knows what.
What if the guy's UCL is going and it's like a, it's a precursor to his arm falling apart?
And these two pitches happened 12 days between each other, right? If he's dealing with the fingernail issue, or, you know, he's got like a
blister, or,
something like that on his finger, I mean, that could explain why you have an outlier like that.
But it also triggered also with the rising bet spikes.
The bets
on that particular
are the big part of that. And again, the communication. If there's communication and you find that he was leveraged by somebody at some point, now we're talking. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But it's going to be an uphill battle for him.
And I don't want to see this happen to anyone. But if it if he is indeed guilty and they do tie it to him, I hope they throw the book at him and he never plays again.
Yeah. Well, baseball will make sure of that. Yeah.
And a little history note, something I did not know about the Black Sox scandal. A hit batsman was the trigger. Did you know that?
No.
First pitch of the game to let him to let the bookies know the fix was in. Pitcher was going to hit the batter with the first pitch.
All right.
And that so he intentionally hit the first hitter of the game, and that would let the bookies know that the fix was in.
Hmm. Interesting.
I was like, oh. So, again, been going on for a very long time. That's 106 years ago.
Yeah. Golly.
Yeah. Kind of nuts.
Seems like yesterday.
No, not quite.
Oh.
All right. Coming up next, the free agency period in the NBA has kind of calmed down now. I've got a little bit of an awards question for you. Good, bad, and otherwise. We'll get to that next here in hour number 3. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.